Right, so having done my first test audio boo, I'm feeling a little bit more confident about how I'm going to do this. So I think I'll fill you in a little bit on myself. My name's Steph. I'm in my early 20s. I won't give my actual age because a lady never does. I did a degree in theatre, which drove me to the point where I can't stand being in theatre anymore, so I left that. I moved home from London back to the northeast, moved back in with my parents, which was a horrible, horrible thing to have to do after having so much freedom for 3 years. Now, I'm getting ready to move into my own house with my best friend Claire. We're moving in about a week and a half. It's huge, it's absolutely beautiful, and I can't wait to move in. Claire's been living with me in my parents' house for the past 3 or 4 months. She's going through a divorce at the moment, so it's going to be pretty good. We work well together. We live well together. She's funny, and she makes me laugh. She's one of my favourite people, and I can't imagine not having her in my life, to be honest. She is absolutely a total star and absolute comic genius. She'd probably be much better at this than I am. Yeah, so that's my living arrangement. I worked in a call centre as an NHS email advisor. So when doctors and nurses' emails weren't working, they called me and I gave them awful advice and probably told them the wrong thing because I was absolutely terrible at my job. I'm not afraid to admit. Now I left my job last Thursday, and quite happily skipped out of there to never return. And I wish to never have to ever step foot in that place ever again because it's a hellhole. The modern equivalent to a coal mine, I think, is pretty much how I would describe it. And I've left to start my own business. Now, my business is Miss Blitz Bags and Design, well, working title at the moment. I'm in the process of working out my business plan. I've got some great people behind me who know an awful lot about business. I've got my friend Guy, who's an accountant. My boyfriend Tom, he is a graphic designer, and his best friend is a web designer. They've both agreed to help me out majorly on this whole thing, which is so brilliant. I can't believe the position that I'm in, considering I'm absolutely skint and I've got no money. But the advice that I've been given is basically put me in touch with Women in Business and Business Link, and I'm waiting on a response for a grant. My business is it's like a design business. I've got a range of bags and clothes that I've designed already and that are in stock and ready to send out should anybody wish to buy them once my website's up and running. And my idea is that I'm going to make bespoke clothes for people at pretty reasonable prices because I love making my own clothes. I love customizing my own clothes. And there are a lot of people out there that have got such an individual style, but don't have like the skill set to be able to customize their own clothes. So I'm hoping to be able to offer a service to people where they can like come to me and I can help them out and hopefully make some pretty cool designs and perk up people's wardrobes a little bit. I'm really excited about the whole thing. I talk about it pretty much constantly. But I think I shall finish up on the little introduction bit that I've done because it's 4.5 minutes already. Yeah, thanks for listening. I'll check in again soon with a bit more info on my life generally rather than my business because that's not quite off and running as much as I would like it to be. Okay. All right. Well, have a good day, everybody. Thank you.